The Fairbanks Borough Assembly heard public testimony on the latest version of an air quality control ordinance last night. The law, aimed at bringing Fairbanks in compliance with federal fine particulate pollution standards, was amended in response to a measure approved by local voters last fall that stops the borough from regulating the use of heating devices. Fairbanks resident David Troop suggested an emissions tax as a way to encourage people to burn clean.
The tax rate could be exponential to the amount of particulate to make it more economical for heavy polluters to remove the unhealthy heating byproducts. Tax monies could be directed to provide for the purchase, installation, and maintenance of high-efficiency particulate air filtration systems for our schools first and then for the rest of our public buildings.
Former Borough Air Pollution Control Commission member Michael Pollan, who recently completed his term, said the commission grudgingly approved the proposed amendments, which strip limits on smoke output and fines for violating them, but cautioned that the problem still has to be dealt with.
We could have some serious consequences for large new industrial developments that try and come into the area that have an air quality permit that they have to address under the ADEC regulations. We've already heard of, and you will see more people leave this place. Finally, I would like to mention the potential effect on the BRAC, which is coming up about the same time. Environmental compliance is one of 8 issues that is considered in the BRAC process.
Pollan said the borough is not on track to meet a 2014 deadline for a plan to address local PM2.5 pollution. The borough's only remaining tools are non-punitive measures, local education, and a wood stove and boiler repair, removal, or replacement program. Another Fairbanks resident who testified last night, Tim Suvdi of Fairbanks, questioned the borough's tactics.
How are you going to implement a supposedly voluntary program if you go and you basically have the administration saying, okay, we're going to give you X amount of money for swapping out your stove, but in 6 months we're going to come on in, intrude upon your person and your property to check this, check that.
Hundreds have already taken part in the changeout program, receiving cash and tax breaks to fix or replace inefficient stoves and boilers. But the borough estimates it needs to swap out thousands of older heating appliances to fully address the problem. The amended air quality ordinance was advanced by the Assembly for a public hearing at the January 27th Assembly meeting.